Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
7:12 now on this Tuesday morning. It'll be a warm Tuesday, muggy. We're getting into May, so you know what that means. And then June 1st comes hurricane season, but we'll take it one step at a time. Mike Boeheim joins us now, Louisiana State Representative. Talk about some of the things he's got making their way through the legislature. How you doing, Representative?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm okay, sir. Let's talk about seafood first, because I know I got a copy of a letter here from a Deborah Long, I think is her name, the head of the seafood something or the other. I'll get it out here. Give me a second. I'm reading through it. They just sent it to me. The Southern Shrimp Alliance. Tell me what you're doing with labeling seafood.
Well, we are asking FDA. It's actually testing. We want the FDA to up their testing on imported seafood in the United States. Other countries, such as Japan, the European Union, and Canada, are much more rigorous in their testing of seafood imports. And a lot that has to do with there are a lot of chemicals and antibiotics that are present in a lot of these farm-raised seafood products, pond-raised seafood products that come from predominantly Central America, South America, and Asia. And some of these chemicals they're finding in this imported seafood, the FDA bans domestic use. So while we can't use these chemicals here, which are considered hazardous, so it's good that we don't, but this is being used in other countries. And because we're not nearly as prolific and diligent in testing seafood imports, I think we're about 2% in the United States, thereabouts. These contaminated seafood products, predominantly shrimp, are getting into our food supply here through imports.
So this is separate and distinct from tariffs. This is about quality and safety, accurate?
Yes, this is testing. And while we appreciate the tariffs that have helped our commercial fishermen be a little bit more competitive with the imports, this is a safety issue. And not too long ago, the French consul general's office in New Orleans hosted a symposium on tainted food. And one of the big areas that was discussed in their conference was seafood imports, particularly in the United States. So this is a big problem because of the way these operations overseas are managed, and they're not done to our standards here in the United States.
So you're a state representative. This would involve the USDA, which brings us to the delegation in Washington, and seemingly a lot of influence with the Speaker of the House and also the majority leader in the House. How does this interface with that?
Well, this is us sending a notice to our congressional delegation that we would like them to ramp up pressure on the FDA and the Trump administration regarding SIFU testing. Now, I was told by Senator Kennedy in his office over the last few years that the Biden administration was not as they weren't as aggressive on this front, and I'm hoping that with the change in administration, there'll be a new posture when it comes to increased vigilance on FDA imported seafood testing.
Does DOGE have anything to do with this at all in funding?
Not directly. I know DOGE is looking at efficiencies in federal departments, but there may be an impact, but it would be an indirect. But this is something that's very important for our consumers.
It is. And I guess the reason what I'm asking, Mike, is how do you go from a resolution, which sounds great, to something actually being done? Because, again, the tariffs are one thing, but this is stuff that shouldn't be coming into the country, that if we don't allow it, certainly people shouldn't be eating it, and there needs to be more due diligence when it comes to this. Accurate?
There does. And this is about raising awareness. This is about getting this inserted into the public conversation. And obviously, seafood imports are a sensitive issue for Louisiana, particularly because of our economy. In my case, I represent St. Bernard, which is a big commercial fishing industry that's taken a hit with the catastrophic drop in the price of seafood. Fresh Gulf-caught seafood that's healthy versus this stuff being, you know, sent in from overseas. But, you know, with the Trump administration began, you know, in earnest, which is trying to get this on their radar and make some noise. And we are a state that is blessed with having people like Speaker Johnson and Majority Leader Scalise in positions of influence. But we just want to get people paying attention to this issue, because it's not just an economic issue. It is a safety issue for our people.
You think that, and again, I understand, am I getting the attention of the delegation in Washington, but do you think the consumer has any idea what they're eating when they get this stuff?
No, and this is also another good way of letting folks know that when you buy imported seafood, with this discussion, we're talking about all these antibiotics and all these chemicals that we cannot utilize in domestic seafood raising here. That you really, it's not, when you're paying that for that cheaper price for that imported seafood, you might be doing something that's not so good for your health. You may want to be mindful of that. So this is about raising the awareness of consumers about potential consequences of buying and consuming imported seafood.
And look, we're going to take a break. We'll pick up insurance and some other things on the other side of it, Mike. But for people that are just tuning in, we're talking about awareness and testing of foreign seafood. Tell me again to recap some of the things that are in foreign seafood that is not in domestic seafood.
Let's see, I've got the list right here.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, there's something called maleic green. There's oxytetracycline. There is chlorine, quinolone, you have to forgive me, I'm not so good at pronouncing these, nitrofurantoin, and these are all banned by the FDA.
So the FDA says you can't use it here. They use it there and then bring it into the country, and there's not enough testing to make sure that it's prevented from being brought into the country, right?
That's correct.
All right, let me pick it up. We come back. Mike Boeheim is our guest. He's a Louisiana State Representative. We'll talk about the rest of the session and some of the other things that are going through, particularly as it relates to insurance. 720 now, traffic, WWL. 7:24 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Mike Boeheim, Louisiana State Representative. Mike, before we get to insurance, and this is not really about you as much as the situation, and that is, you talked about John Kennedy talking about Biden this and that, and I get so tired of hearing about Biden this and Biden that, and that's over with. He's gone. They lost, right? And the Republicans have the House. They have the Senate. I get emails every day with tons of executive orders that the president signed, and I don't mean to get you out of your wheelhouse or anything here, and if you don't feel comfortable talking about it, you don't have to, but it would seem like when it comes to this testing of seafood, the president could make this happen tomorrow with an executive order if he wanted to. Am I wrong?
To some degree, you're right. But just so that you know, this isn't just a partisan barb here. This wasn't something Senator Kennedy did, you know, with the election. St. Bernard Parish officials have been meeting with our commercial fishermen, with our members of Congress for years, and this has been a big issue. Well, the federal delegation has, in Louisiana, has leaned on the president at the time to try to step up the testing and the imports and with tariffs on these seafood products coming in from overseas. And there just really was a reluctance there. That's not just a Democrat-Republican thing.
And I didn't mean to make it about partisanship, Mike. I guess what I'm saying is, just as a citizen, you know what? They, we, or you, however what pronoun you want to use, have the House, you have the Senate, you have the White House. Quit talking about what happened back then and do something now to fix it. And I don't seem to see a lot of that happening. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's why we're trying to start the conversation on the FDA testing with this resolution. And Tom, if you don't mind, there is something I'd like to just point out.
Sure.
Unrelated. We passed it yesterday. This is a resolution I had memorializing Congress to delay the implementation of Real ID in Louisiana to next year. Most people don't realize this, but May 7th, next week, Real ID takes effect. You're not going to be able to board a plane or go into a federal building unless your driver's license meets Real ID standard, or you will have to have your passport on you. This is a big issue because only 30% of Louisiana driver's licenses meet the Real ID requirement. So if you're going to be going out of town starting next week, please try to get your Real ID on your driver's license upgraded, or be prepared to bring a passport so you're not turned away at the airport.
So what would your bill do, Mike? How would that affect?
It's a resolution asking Congress to try, and there's been some discussion in Washington about pushing back the Real ID implementation deadline that's set for May 7th back further. And, of course, Louisiana, we have an even more unique situation because our OMV system was shut down for weeks. So this is going to be something that affects a lot of your listeners going on their summer vacations, and we want them just to be aware when you go to the airport, if you do not have your Real ID, at least bring a passport with you, because you don't want to be turned away at the gate or lose your vacation or your cruise.
And again, not to belabor the point, but that could be done by executive order tomorrow as well, right?
I think that potentially, but it also may require some input from Congress. I know there has been some debate in Washington on this.
Let's talk about insurance and what else is happening in the session, and are any real inroads being made to making insurance more affordable in Louisiana?
I would say so. We were there till after 8 o'clock last night, and we moved 16 insurance-related bills in the legislature yesterday. Yesterday was almost a 12-hour day at the state capitol. when you see them bringing the pizzas in, we know we're in for a long night. And as soon as we saw that box of Papa John's walk in, we knew we were going to have a long one. But yes, we passed a lot of substantial bills yesterday, things that that enhance, well, that require a greater degree of disclosure and litigation, things that affect attorney's fees. We had a bill that repeals the Housley presumption, which was a major precedent by the U.S. by the state Supreme Court that puts the emphasis on the plaintiff when claiming that they had an injury, rather than the courts just assuming that person was fine at the beginning and all of the pain that they're enduring and suffering came from the incident. So we had a lot of activity on this because auto insurance is one of the big financial problems we face in Louisiana. We have the highest car insurance rate in America. 7% of our income goes towards auto insurance premiums. That's higher than any other state in America. And we tackled quite a number of bills. Like I said, 16 insurance bills were debated, they were voted on, and they were passed yesterday in the House, and they will be moving on to the Senate.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your time. As always, Mike Baham, Louisiana State Representative. We come back, we'll talk to Keith Hinckley, President of Plaquemines Parish, Gordon Dove, Chairman of the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority, about the Mid-Barrett Area sediment diversion, about a letter that the Corps sent that indicated some information was withheld. We'll get to the bottom of all of that when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.